You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, and it's been a great day. It's going to be a great week. We are coming up on the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. The Trump appointments are looking really, really good for the most part. The system is bucking that. We're going to have a hard talking a little bit about the system bucking it. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. Some illegal immigration talk, email roundups, DEI stuff, Nancy Pelosi being told to sit down and shut up. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to talk about this to start, though. First, this is going to be maybe a bit of a sobering conversation. I'm not trying to bring anyone down, and I'm not down at all. I'm in the best mood, and I'm so excited about where we are. But I've been wanting, to be honest with you, I wanted to have this conversation with you last week. And then I thought to myself, I'm still in such a good mood and I'm so hopeful. I'll wait. I'm not quite ready yet. I thought about doing it Thursday and I was like, nah. And then I thought about doing it Friday and it was Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We were having fun. So I was like, nah. And I woke up this morning and actually I felt bad about it, believe it or not. I said, you know, I should never do that again. If I feel like having the conversation, I should have the conversation. So let's have a conversation. We have won recently a tremendous victory. That was a tremendous victory for the country. It was a huge, huge, hugely important battle. You and I don't even want to think about what another 4 years of these demons in charge would mean for this country. It was a hugely important battle. And since that battle, since the election, I've been so impressed, I don't know what to do. These appointments from Team Trump, they are reformer after reformer after reformer after reformer. Some I just love, that's like Pete Hegseth. Some I don't really care for that much, Kristi Noem. But for the most part, the picks have been amazing. And it looks great. And you've got this Elon Musk, Vivek thing. They're involved and they're supposedly going to be slashing this and slashing that, and everything is good. But I am seeing something out there now, and this is what I wanted to talk to you about, and this is what I wanted to just pause on and put the brakes on. Remember how many times I've told you, and this is not to bring you down, it's to bring you up, make you feel better, that you will never see final victory on this earth over these people. Ever. I will not. My children will not. There are too many of them. The problems are so vast. We have 1,000 battles still to fight, and we will win many of them, and we will lose many of them. It is the struggle. That is our life now. Our life is the fight, the struggle, the constant fight against these people. I am seeing a ton in the glow, the afterglow of the election, and the wonderfulness, I don't think that's a word, the wonderfulness of the appointments. I'm seeing a lot of this. Woke is dead. Ah, these people are finally defeated. Woo! These people are all on the run. We did it. Demons don't quit. Demons don't tap out. And communism is of the devil. These people aren't quitting. They are approaching what happened in different ways, but none of the things they're doing, none of them, zero, involve any actual reflection on how evil they are and the bad things they've done. None of them are. Some may want to do this, some may want to do that, some will do this, and we'll discuss the different things they're doing, but none of it, zero, none of it, is taking real personal accountability for how evil they are, how horrible they are, the horrible things they've done, the things they've brought into this country. These people are not having that conversation. We are celebrating as if they're finally defeated and they're scattering to hills, and that is not happening at all. They are regrouping. Some of them, well, here's a great example. Morning Joe and Micah, those two brain-dead commies on MSNBC who've been calling Donald Trump the spawn of Satan and Adolf Hitler for 4 years, they went to visit him in Mar-a-Lago.
Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. It was the first time we have seen him in 7 years.
Now, we talked about a lot of issues, including abortion, mass deportation, threats of political retribution against political opponents and media outlets. We talked about that a good bit. And it's going to come as no surprise to anybody who watches this show that we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and we told him so.
What we did agree on was to restart communications. In this meeting, President Trump was tearful, he was upbeat, he seemed interested in finding common ground with Democrats on some of the most divisive issues. And for those asking,
what are they doing? What did they do? Are Morning Joe and Micah, did they have a meeting while they're sitting around the fire at night, sipping on Chardonnay? And do you think there's even a 0.5% of a chance when they're sitting around sipping on their Chardonnay that Morning Joe and Micah said to each other, gosh, we really have done some terrible things to this country. We've spread some vicious lies out there. We've manipulated our viewers. We've pushed this cultural Marxism. We've practically shattered this country, and we have screwed up, and we need to change our ways in order to save the country for the best of our children. Is there even a 0.5% chance that conversation happened? No, that conversation never happened. They may have discussed their ratings. They may have discussed potential blowback from a coming Trump presidency. They may have discussed their bank account. They may have discussed Russia, Ukraine. They may have discussed a million things. But I promise you, there was not one single solitary conversation about how they are evil and they have done evil and they are now feeling bad about doing evil and they want to change their ways. The communist in this country is not hiding. He's not on the run. He is regrouping and getting ready to counterattack. He is not laying down. He is not giving up. He is not washing his hands of it, because demons don't tap out. All they do, it's evil all the time. The American communist, just like the Soviet communist, just like the Chinese communist, just like the East German communist, the Cambodian communist, every other communist who ever lives, eats, and breathes destruction. That's all he wants. All that matters is the revolution. All that matters is burning down everything around you, destroying absolutely everything from top to bottom, and that mission does not ever, 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 ever change for any reason. If there is a severe election loss where all of a sudden his crimes may be exposed, he has lost power, it looks like there are going to be reformers in there for the first time in my life, and maybe he will be attacked for his crimes. Oh, he may show real contrition on camera. He may adjust things. We went and sat down with Donald Trump, and of course we disagree with him, but we're opening up dialogue again. He may say all the right things. I saw Deborah Birx today bragging, praising the RFK taking over the HHS. They may run to the camera and say all the right things. They may handle it a million different ways. But don't you for a split second think that we have won the war and the communist is on the run and now they're all scared and the war on woke, which, you know, I don't like that word, but the war on woke is over. Woke is dead. We have done it. The communists are done. We won a huge monumental battle that we pretty much had to win in order for a chance. But that is all that election bought us. It bought us a chance. It bought us time. And I didn't want to have this conversation post-election because I was in the election post-election glow too, and I still am. I'm so happy right now. I'm so hopeful and happy. I am. But I don't want for a split second it to start creeping into your mind that we can, finally we did it. We got this thing turned around. Look at them. They're practically apologizing. We are good to go. Demons are not tapping out. They have fallen back to their secondary positions. They're figuring out the best way to counterattack. They are not retreating. The fight goes on. All right? I'll explain this in a little more depth. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 45 minutes from now. If you want to email the show, you can. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, all are welcome. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, you're always welcome to do that. 877-377-4373. Back to what we were discussing. The different communists in our country, they are not just our country, actually internationally, I'll get to that in a second. They are handling what happened, the election loss, they are handling it in different ways. But none of them are changing their ways, changing their goal. They may be changing their language. They may be changing their tactics. And some of them aren't even doing that. Did you hear Jen Psaki on MSNBC? Listen to this.
Another one of the lines that ran over and over again in those ads and throughout right-wing media is this idea that America is faced with a crisis of boys playing in girls' sports. Now, these ads created this perception that the issues of trans kids playing sports was dominating schools across the country, which is completely false. But if that were actually an issue at thousands of schools across the country, it would be worthy of a debate. But there are just incredibly few examples of transgender girls playing in youth sports. And when we see those examples, there isn't evidence that these kids are a threat to safety or fairness.
We'll set aside what I could go off on right now, and that's if a single child, one, has been mutilated by his doctor in America's healthcare system, and this was all done legally, if that happened one time, that's unacceptable. And it's thousands. Did you know that? Thousands and thousands of children have gone through that. Thousands of them. But setting that aside, you're going to get a different analysis from the different branches of communism. Some are more apologetic. Some are all in. Here's James Clyburn, South Carolina.
And he's not president yet. I mean, are you envisioning another Hitler? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I said the 1930s in Germany.
Yes, you did.
And, of course, and we can go to Mussolini in Italy. These things.
So you don't think that's a little hyperbolic?
No, you may think so.
Okay.
Some are staying with that. Some. Did you see what Justin Trudeau did today, Canada? He's announcing, hold on a minute, they're reducing the number of illegals?
Immigration. Let's talk about it. In the last 2 years, our population has grown really fast, like baby boom fast. And increasingly, bad actors like fake colleges and big chain corporations have been exploiting our immigration system for their own interests. So we're doing something major. We're reducing the numbers of immigrants that will come to Canada for the next 3 years. Today, I'm going to let you in on what happened, where we made...
Excuse me? That dirty communist who's destroying the wonderful country I love? He's going to reduce the number? Of course, in the end, you watch, he won't reduce anything. He'll move some people here, he'll move some people there. But they're not changing. For these people, the revolution goes on forever. Forever. It never stops because they're not bad, they're evil. And that's a talk we've had many times before. Bad, bad can stop being bad. There are people listening, many of them, which we love, in prisons across this country now, right now, listening to the sound of my voice. And there are many, 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 many men who have decided they're going to change the direction of their lives, who whatever they did to get in there, they're done with it. They're going to move on. Why? Because they're not evil. They're bad. But demons don't make that decision. That's all they do is evil. Do not think that we are done, that the communist is done, that woke is dead. I keep seeing that. These people are done. No. They're regrouping. They're rebranding. They will change language. They will change tactics. But they never quit. And Jewish producer Chris, to his credit, brought up something good to me during the break. You have been amazing about this. Our emails were full the day after the election and every day since of people, A, celebrating, yes, I'm happy, but B, Jesse, we still have a bunch of battles to fight. We have a bunch of races to win. Jesse, I'm going to stay involved. So it's not as much aimed directly at you as it is your Republican friends, your Republican neighbors, and I do have a lot of sympathy. I have a lot of sympathy for people who want to go there mentally right now because the fight is hard, isn't it? It becomes a grind. And sometimes you get tired and you just want to bust your butt in an election or two. Hey, we won a school board seat and we got Trump in there and our senator won. And you just want to, hey, can I just stop? You know, I'd like to just go watch football all Saturday like everyone else. Can I be done with all that now? No. No. It never stops for us because we have to lead. You have to lead. You have an obligation as someone who cares, as someone who's hyper-informed. You have to lead your friends and family. I had on Saturday night, there was a huge UFC fight. In fact, I'll get into this a little bit next segment, but there was a huge UFC fight and a bunch of our neighbors, we got together. It was like $80. We all got together, pitched in some money, and we watched the World Heavyweight Championship for UFC, Ultimate Fighting. And a bunch of different people were there, different walks of life. And one of my normie Republican neighbors said, hey, I'm thrilled Trump won. I love all this. Man, I don't like this Matt Gaetz pick. I heard there's an ethics complaint because that's what the news told him. I had to break it all down for him. I have an obligation to inform. Just like you do. Let's finish this up here in just a second. I'll tell you about that fight thing. And there's something cool that is happening out there. Something to celebrate. Before we get to that, I want to get to this. I want to get to what people in Israel go through every day. I don't know if you saw what Netanyahu said today, but it's not good. Their situation is not good. The Biden administration on the way out the door is making it even worse. And people on the ground over there need help. They need, they're not asking for guns. They need food. They need flak jackets. bomb shelters. They live in a place where they need bomb shelters. In the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they're over there providing these things. When you partner with the IFCJ, that's what you're providing. Life-saving stuff for people. Go to supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org or call 888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday, coming up about a half hour from now. I'm going to get back into a couple of these things that I see coming, things that I think we should be ready for and aware of as far as the system pushing back here in just a moment. Before I get to that in power, I wanted to finish this. We are in a really, really, really great place as a country, culturally. And here's one of the main reasons. Because America's communists, the American left, they made the same mistake that powerful people throughout history have made time and time and time again. It's crazy when you take a step back and look at it, how often this mistake is made. So let's talk about it. When you get power, to whatever degree you have power, because you will have power at some point in your life of some kind. Maybe you don't think you will, but you will. You'll be maybe at work in a supervisory position. Maybe your power will be as a parent or as a man, the head of your household, or maybe it will be, you know, CEO of this, owner of that, whatever. Power, when you get it, it is human instinct. It is human nature to abuse it. human beings will abuse power. And if they abuse power, they will lose it and it will go poorly for them. One of the most consistent themes you can see is be careful what you do with power, because you won't have it forever. And if you abuse it, you definitely won't have it forever. Be careful what you do with power. This lesson applies to all of us. Look, I'll make it about me. I'll make it about me right here. Just as a husband and father, just as a dude. And I have power. I'm the head of my household. If I wanted to, I could stop at the bar on the way home. I could close the place down. No one's going to make me do otherwise. If I wanted to, I could get home and I could make my kids repave the driveway and not lift a finger. Actually, I take that back. I might do that. That'd be funny. But you understand what I mean. I could scream at them. I could abuse them. I could ignore them. I have total freedom to do that. No one's going to stop me. And then in the end, I would be an old man whose kids hate him. Wife probably left him. Flat, broke, and busted because I wasn't careful with what I did with power. The American communists, the American left, they took over every single institution in this country. And instead of being careful with it, they went crazy with it. And the American people chafed so bad against them that they rejected it outright. I told you about that fight on Saturday night. John Jones, he's a lot of people consider him the greatest fighter of all time. He's undefeated. Ob and I like to watch UFC fights. We do that on occasion. I'm not a mega fan, but I like it. I enjoy it. She likes it too. We yell and we have a good time. And we rented that fight. Donald Trump shows up at this place. This is a UFC event. This is not a political event. He shows up at this event. Elon Musk is with him and Vivek is with him and all these people were with him. Tulsi Gabbard, Mike Johnson, whatever. But all these people are with him. And Donald Trump gets the roof sounded like it was going to come off the place. It went so loud when Trump went in there. And then after John Jones knocked out the guy he was fighting in the heavyweight championship fight, he does the Trump dance in front of everybody and gets on the microphone and says, essentially, I'm so grateful Donald Trump is here. It's such an honor. He goes over and shakes his hand and hands him the championship belt like it was this big, big, big sports moment. But what was that moment? The moment was there has been an outright rejection of how the left has dominated our culture in every single way. And they've been so vicious and mean and dogmatic to anybody, including professional athletes, who ever spoke out against them, that what you're seeing now is a rejection of all of it. And the reason it is being rejected is they abused power when they had it, and then they lost it. That is the lesson. And a lot of them are still so incredibly lost. Did you hear what William Shatner said? Listen to this from William Shatner.
I don't understand why the Democrats lost.
Well, people will be writing books about it for years, many reasons. Part of it was, you know, just Biden should not have stayed on so long.
That I understand. But inflation, prices have come down. The economy is good. I mean, I don't know why they voted against her.
Well,
inflation. Prices have come down. The economy's good. I'm still floored by this. And you, if you've been listening long enough, you remember what I used to scream about on the air. I don't know about scream about, but I used to talk about it all the time on the air, how the Biden administration, they were really the ones who started this messaging, and then the media carried it, and it got put out into the ether, and now guys like William Shatner say it. Do you people have any idea how it sounds to normal people when you tell them inflation is gone? This is something a washed-up old actor who's rich would say something like that, but the Biden administration did this too. They did this endlessly. When inflation was raging And what that means, when inflation is raging, people are watching their standard of living go down. They can't eat what they used to. They can't pay what they used to. They're stretched too thin, double income. People are suffering in real ways. And there are a bunch of ways you can address this verbally if you're a communist in power. But one thing you absolutely, positively cannot do under any circumstances is tell people it's not happening. And they just, again, so siloed, so drunk with power that they thought that would somehow be an acceptable way to address inflation in this country. Hey, Democrats, I had to pick up two extra shifts at work. And even then, I can't go to my kid's baseball game this Saturday because I'm working two jobs now because we can hardly afford to make ends meet. Hey, what are you going to do about this inflation? You idiot. Inflation isn't even happening. You can't say that to them. You don't ever want to say that to them. But that's what happens when you get drunk on power, when you have so much of it. And when you have, in their defense, successfully abused and manipulated the American people many times in recent years, mainly COVID and the George Floyd stuff, they were able to guide our population with complete lies. And so I guess, in a way, they just convinced themselves they could do that forever. But you imagine telling the American people right now that I don't understand. Inflation's gone.
I don't understand why the Democrats lost.
Well, people will be writing books about it for years, many reasons. Part of it was, just Biden should not have stayed on so long.
That I understand. But inflation, prices have come down, the economy is good. I mean, I don't know why they voted against her.
Well,
the party.
I certainly could go on and on about that. But basically, she was not a great candidate, let's be honest.
Why isn't she a great candidate? She combined.
They're lost. They abused power like powerful people have always done. People get into power and they act as if they'll have it forever. But you won't. All right, let's do some emails before we get back to other things, before we get to Medal of Honor Monday. And let's also remember, Tunnel to Towers is out there helping our veterans, our homeless veterans. They do more than just build homes for people. They do more than just pay off mortgages for fallen first responder families, Gold Star families. They're getting homeless veterans off the street, roof over their head. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And all Tunnel to Towers has ever asked for is $11 a month. And there are a million ripoff, scam, quote, charities and nonprofits out there. Tunnel to Towers, go look up their charity rating. Don't even take my word for it. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, it gets to the vets. It gets to the widows. It gets to the orphans. It gets to that Army veteran huddled up on a street corner freezing in December. Give what you can. Well, $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave me a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Jesse, I bet over half the remaining CNN viewers left are just right-wingers looking for content. CNN is still headlining. Our experts are worried. It begs the question. If their experts have no credibility, celebrity endorsements have no sway, where do they go from here? Where can they go from here? This goes to what we were discussing a little bit earlier in the show. They are going to go somewhere. Right now, the Democrats, they're doing something that it's bigger than I've seen done before. It's been done, but not at this level. So this is what I mean. Whenever any political party, Republican or Democrat, whenever they take a beating, at the polls, whether it be midterm elections or presidential elections. There is almost always infighting afterwards. Very, very normal. Because you're looking around the room, you didn't win, and you're wondering, whose fault is it? What? We want to win. We didn't win. How do we change that? Okay, so that is normal. And parties pointing fingers, saying this, saying that, that is normal. What's happening right now is actually bigger than normal, though, because it wasn't just that Democrats lost. It wasn't that a political party lost. They have so consumed and infiltrated every part of our culture that it was a complete cultural rejection that went well beyond a rejection of the Democrat Party. The rejection of the media is profound. The American media went as all in for this election as they ever have. And I know they've always been bad and always been biased. I got that. They went as all in as they ever had. They really ran with the Nazi stuff even harder than they ever did. And at the end of that, Donald Trump walks out in UFC to the roar of the crowds, and the black heavyweight champion comes over, shakes his hand, bows before him, and hands him the championship belt. What does that say? That was a complete rejection of everything the media said. It was a rejection of what's being taught in academia, a rejection of what the movie stars wanted and the musicians wanted, a rejection of the deep state itself. Because remember, the FBI, DOJ, CIA, every single government branch was equally, if not more, invested in this. And yet the public said, no. No, I don't believe you. No, I don't think he's Hitler. No. Where do they go from here? They're going to do a variety of different things. Some of them will simply harden up. They'll harden up on their stances. I played that for you for Jen Psaki earlier. There is no question. We have all the poll numbers. There is no question that the trans issue has been rejected firmly by the American people. That Trump ran an ad. Chris, find the audio of that Trump ad if you don't mind. The where he played Dome's voice, trannies in girls' sports. Let me know when you have it. But Trump ran an ad. I saw it here in Texas. It was on a ball game or something like that I was watching one day. And I thought to myself, I actually said something to Ob. It was me, Ob, and the boys. We were eating, and we just kind of had the TV on in the background. I said, well, you know, I can see maybe running that ad in Texas, but because it's a cultural issue, I'm not sure if that thing is going to get that big. I'm just not sure if it's going to end up being that big. And she kind of agreed, yeah, I can't see him running with that. They'll stick with inflation and immigration. They were going to, except the Trump campaign was getting incredible returns on the ad, meaning the ad was swaying people. The ad created a visceral reaction in the American voter. The tranny thing, oh, you have it, Chris? Go ahead and play it. This was the ad. It was all over television.
He murdered a father of three, sentenced to life in prison. Kamala Harris pushed to use tax dollars to pay for his sex change.
I made sure that they changed the policy so that every transgender inmate would have access.
It sounds insane because it is insane. Kamala was the first to help pay for a prisoner's sex change.
The power that I had, I used it in a way that was about pushing for the movement, frankly, and the agenda.
Kamala's agenda is they, them, not you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
That ad, it caught on so big, the Trump campaign spent over $100 million spreading that ad across the country. And you know that guy Charlemagne the God, the hardcore Democrat campaigns for every Democrat? Here's what he said about it.
I'll tell you what, that ad they was running during the football games this weekend claiming the vice president supports funding gender transition surgeries for all prison inmates and migrants in the U.S., that was nuts.
I don't know if it was
the backdrop of football, but when you hear the narrator say Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners, that one line, I was like, hell no, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that.
I definitely see that. She did
that ad was effective.
Kamala took a picture with a transgender.
It was extremely effective. The Jen Psakis of the world, They want to keep it up.
Another one of the lines that ran over and over again in those ads and throughout right-wing media is this idea that America is faced with a crisis of boys playing and girls.
Yeah, whatever. So there will be some of that. There will be some of them cozying up to you, to me, to Donald Trump. The Joe and Micah's. Well, I mean, we went to Mar-a-Lago.
Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. It was the first time we have seen him in 7 years.
Now, we talked about a lot of issues, including abortion, mass deportation, threats.
There will be a lot of silence as they regroup. But one thing, that a theme I've been talking about tonight extensively, I don't know where they go from here, but they will come back because they haven't left. They're all right where they were. They all still believe everything they believed before. What they're figuring out now is, how do we repackage all this in a way that will allow us to destroy this country we've been trying to destroy forever? They got too much power, they pushed too far, and they ended up getting rejected and cast out of power. But they are not sorry, and they are not going to go away. All right, enough of that. We are going to go do some Medal of Honor Monday. Then we'll talk a little bit of Mitch McConnell and these Trump appointments and things like that. Before we do that, let's talk about Pure Talk. Let's talk about putting your money where your morals are. You see, America's corporations, America's companies, they're going to try to do this same thing. They've already been trying in the past few years. Well, I mean, we're not pushing it as much. And then you dig into their books. They're doing all the DEI, ESG stuff they were before. They're just relabeling it, repackaging it. Verizon hates you, and they always will. AT&T, T-Mobile, they hate you, and they always will. Pure Talk loves you. Pure Talk shares your values. They push and promote your values everywhere. Pure Talk is veteran-led, Vietnam veteran-led, which is extra special. You'll save money. They're on the same 5G network. And you keep your phone and keep your number. Or, hey, it's Christmas season. You want a new one? iPhone, Android, whatever. They've got those too. Good gift for somebody. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.